This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, the Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Pella Corporation. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Precision Pulley and Idler, the Melcher Dallas School District, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who are our public safety volunteers, and why do they do what they do? In the seventh part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. Lieutenant, how many reserves does the Knoxville Police Department have?
So currently we have 5 reserves.
Is that enough?
Yes and no. We could always use more. We've got a couple that are looking to come on right now. They haven't been added yet, but we're always looking for, you know, good volunteers.
Why do you need volunteer reserves?
The reserves actually do quite a bit, and they have a fun job. We need reserves clearly for nationals. You know, we don't have enough officers to necessarily do everything that we need to do during nationals. The reserves help out quite a bit with that. You always see reserves at the parades, at the football games, at, you know, the basketball games in town. They do all kinds of things and events, and we're just thankful for their service.
Yeah, I'll see at football games, most often I'll see School Resource Officer Keller, but then there'll be several other people.
Yes.
How many normally at a football game?
Usually that's kind of the football games are kind of in their wheelhouse. That's what they like to do. Of course, the school helps out and pays for that as well. They give money to the reserve program for that. But I would say the majority of time working school events is during football.
Any other school events? If there's 700 people at KPAC, you might have an officer there?
Sure. Yeah. You know, a lot of times we'll have an officer at basketball games, wrestling meets, stuff like that. I know a lot of our reserve officers help out with parking during prom, homecoming, you know, events like that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Horns Ferry Hideaway, Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock, Cubes Garage, Knoxville Farm and Home, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Lambert's Towing, Truck Sales and Parts, Ulrich Meat Market, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Klein's QuickTime, Verduft Agency, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Regional Health Center, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Hewitt Service Center in Monroe.
I continued my conversation about public safety volunteers with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. And Nationals has to be big.
Nationals is big. And, you know, you'd be surprised the amount of time that the reserves, the volunteers, they take off of work. They take time out of their own job. You know, they take vacation to come in and to help us out.
Well, it's fun to be part of it, I guess. I mean, well, maybe national isn't fun for police officers and deputies. Sure.
No, I think nationals is fun. It is kind of what you make it, right? You know, there's a lot of people in town, and the vast majority of people who come into town for nationals, they are law-abiding citizens. They obey the law, but every once in a while, there's, you know, the other ones who we have to deal with. And it's not only the people that come out of town, it's some of our locals get a little bit rowdy during nationals as well. Because of all these people in town, maybe they think that they can get away with it, or maybe they just, it's their party time too, they enjoy the nationals. But the reserves really help kind of take the load off of full-time officers. You know, maybe they can respond to some of the less serious calls. They do their own traffic stops. They can get out and walk through an area just to make sure that things are safe, nothing illegal's going on.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Harold Trailer Sales, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, the State Bank of Bussey, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Marion County Auto Body, and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Pella Police Department, Pete Farms, Mahaska Bottling, PCM Schools, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pleasantville Police Department, and Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
I continued my conversation about public safety volunteers with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. What's the training for a reserve?
The training to become a reserve is, I believe there's 5 or 6 modules that the state of Iowa, specifically the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, requires that you go through. And essentially each module is a Saturday and a Sunday for about 8 hours a day. So over the course of all the training to become a certified reserve law enforcement officer in Iowa, you know, you've got about 40 or 50 hours of training, and that's not to mention what each department requires. For instance, the Knoxville Police Department, we require a 20-hour ride-along before we even accept you, just to make sure that you're going to fit in, that you're going to be interested in it, that you're somebody that the full-time officers kind of want to work with and trust. And then after that, it's up to each department for ongoing training, such as in-services.
Now, how do you know whether the other officers are going to want to work with me or trust me?
Sure. Well, I think it's more of a judgment call on the part of our officers. For instance, if somebody wants to be a reserve, but all they can talk about is, I'm just throwing this out there, you know, doing a traffic stop on their ex-girlfriend, or, you know, running a plate that comes back, you know, of a vehicle that's been parked in front of their house for, you know, a week at a time or something like that. Like, that's probably not the type of person that we're interested in. We're interested in the type of person that wants to serve the community, that wants to volunteer their time doing something meaningful for the community.
So is there a certain personality type? Go-getter, laid back,
what? Sure. You know, I think most people would assume or believe that law enforcement types are type A personality. That's not necessarily what we're looking for in a reserve. We're just looking for somebody who has a good head on their shoulders, who, like I said, wants to volunteer and do good things in their community, and someone who just genuinely cares about other people. We're not looking for go-getters but that's not what we think about whenever we think of reserves. We're just essentially looking for somebody who wants to do something good in the community, and this is the way that they want to serve.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Lions Club, Houston's On Main and Milo, Indianola Memorial Works, Gata Enterprises, and Studio Royale, Knoxville Dance Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westview Care Center, Pella Feed Service, West End Auto, Advantage Credit Union, Winfield Funeral Home, Iowa Realty, and Iowa State Savings Bank.
I continued my conversation about public safety volunteers with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. And what are the physical standards?
There's not a lot of physical standards. There's nothing that is mandated by the state of Iowa or by the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. But, you've got to be in decent shape. You've got to be able to run. You've got to be able to fight or wrestle with somebody if you have to do that. And, you just got to be able to keep up whenever you have to.
Has there been a time when reserves gotten a bit of a jam, wrestling match, sure. Foot chase, any of that?
No, yeah. So several of our reserves are certified to the point where they can go out and patrol on their own. They've gotten into traffic stops that results in into somebody running from them, especially during nationals. You never know if a reserve walks up on somebody and a fight or a wrestling match might ensue, or that person might try to run away from them. I can't remember a specific time, but I'm sure, a reserve is probably more likely in a situation like nationals to be involved in that than a full-time officer, right? Because a reserve is out there kind of almost doing that community work with larger groups of people, whereas the full-time officers are out responding to calls and patrolling other areas of the city.
What do the reserve officers get out of it?
So I believe they get paid $1 a year, and I'm sure that they just give that back to the city. But I think they get a lot. They get the satisfaction of knowing that they're volunteering for their community. They're doing something good. They're making a positive impact, and it's fun. They come in and they ride on weekends and they have a good time. And whenever it's time for the paperwork to start, then the reserves get to go home, unless they themselves have to write reports, which doesn't happen that often, but it does happen. And they just get to have a good time and they get to do something meaningful.
And does it take a lot of family support to be a reserve?
So it does. We've had several reserves who have resigned just because of the time that it takes away from their family, and that's totally understandable. But I think for the most part, a reserve wife or a reserve husband is a lot like a full-time police officer wife or a full-time police officer husband. They just know that sometimes they're going to be gone. And sometimes it's going to be overnight, and sometimes it might be for longer than they want to. And I'm not a police officer husband, but I'm sure that it's not easy. It's probably pretty stressful as compared to volunteering for a civic organization or for a city event or something like that.
And so, have reserves in the Knoxville Police Department ever gone on to get full-time police work?
Yes, so we have, since I've been here, former reserve, now is a police officer in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He's doing very well. And then a former reserve who is originally from Knoxville area, he works in Ottumwa, and he's a sergeant down there. And I believe he might be getting ready to be promoted to lieutenant. I'm not for sure. I heard that through the rumor mill. So, yeah, I think that being a reserve is a good stepping stone to being a full-time police officer. It's not necessarily mandatory. I was never a reserve, but there's a lot of full-time officers now who were reserves at one time.
What if a high school kid wants to be a reserve? Is that possible?
It is. We are very careful about who we choose, not necessarily regarding their age, but regarding their maturity. For instance, an 18-year-old kid, you know, depending on their level of maturity, they may or may not be a good fit to be a reserve. You know, depending on their goals in life, if they want to be a police officer, you know, and they've never been in trouble, never had any issues growing up, maybe they would be a good fit. If they just want to get into it for whatever reason, maybe, you know, when you're 18 years old, it's just not a good fit. But we do offer ride-along programs, and, you know, an 18-year-old who may be interested is definitely more than welcome to ride around with us.
And so maybe somebody considering a career in police work might want to start doing a few ride-alongs to see if that's for them. Maybe not even joining the reserves would be necessary.
Yeah, nope, it is. Joining the reserves is definitely not necessary to ride around with us. We do ride-alongs where the person can ride along with us, you know, once every 6 months or so, depending on circumstances, clearly. Kind of along those lines, Officer Keller and the schools, specifically the high school, they've been talking back and forth, and I've been involved a little bit in it, talking about more of a mentorship program between the police department and high school seniors, high school juniors who are looking into a career in law enforcement.
Thanks to Lieutenant Aaron Fuller for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.